You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker here, Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day today to join me as we together trek through the Word of God. We have a big listening audience here today, here in Central Florida and on the podcast, and also on WDZY in the Richmond area. God bless you. Thanks for listening in. Again, I'm Paul Esposito. I'm going to help you tune in today to God's frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting, and he always has a word for you. We're going to be in the book of Daniel today. This is what I was teaching at our church here on Wednesday night. We're in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 9, and this is a fascinating prayer here in Daniel chapter 9. Now, Daniel was much beloved. God loved Daniel, and it's awesome to see the great ways that God responded to Daniel's prayer. And in chapter 9, now you got to remember what happened to Daniel. Because of the sins of the nation, Daniel was sent to Babylon. As Jerusalem was captured by the Babylonians, they were attacked two or three times, first time around 605 BC, and many of the young men in Jerusalem were taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar and brought back to Babylon. That's where we're going to pick it up. Now, after about 68 years of being there at Babylon, Daniel knew the word of God. And this is why he's going to pray a prayer like he does. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. Now, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of years specified by the word of God through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. In other words, Daniel knew the word of God, and he knew when this was going to end. You know, as a matter of fact, I would say that Daniel even had a copy, perhaps he had a copy of the book of Jeremiah. As he just said, he said, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of years specified by the word of God through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Where is that in the Bible, you ask? Well, it's in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 25. You can read this. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all of the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against these nations all around, and I will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Verse 11, and this whole land will be a desolation and an astonishment. These nations will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. There you have it. One of the most famous verses and promises ever found in the book of Jeremiah is this one, Jeremiah 29:11. Some people use it for email addresses. It says this, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. But right before Jeremiah 29:11 is Jeremiah 29:10, which reads like this: "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place." So, had to have been about 65 years at least from 605 BC when Daniel was taken captive to around 535 or so. And he's wondering, and he's waiting. The same as the Magi, you see, we're waiting because they understood too. Magi learned from Daniel. Daniel was saving their lives. That's how these guys knew. They understood the prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. They knew when the Messiah was going to be cut off because they understood Daniel's prophecy in chapter 9. Now, verse 3, Daniel 9:3. "Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplication, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned." Notice the "we." Notice the personal pronoun. He says, "We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebel. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets who spoke in your name, to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day. To the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off, and all the countries which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you, O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you." Notice, now Daniel was a righteous man, but Daniel did not exclude himself from the sins of his people. You see, the nation was evil, same as this nation is. And Daniel was a righteous man, but Daniel included himself. See, this is humility. He didn't say they have sinned. And, oh, I wish they were like me, on fire for the Lord, and all of those other evil people. No, he included himself in this. He says, we have sinned against you. We, verse 9, to the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Verse 10. Daniel 9:10, we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, has been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us, and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster, for under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. So are you seeing the pattern here? At least 10 times Daniel says we and us. And Daniel was a righteous man, but he blamed himself for the sins of his country. He blamed himself. He included himself with all of the evil that was going on in his own country. That's a far cry from you and I, friends. Daniel said that the disaster from the Lord was coming on him and his friends too, as well as all the others. And Daniel blamed himself, shall we say, included himself in the blame game for all the evil. Unlike Adam and Eve and anybody else. Oh, that woman you gave me, she's the one who made me do it. And the way everyone else wants to blame someone else, not Daniel, he included himself in the blame. You know, it's the same as today. Whose fault is it today, people, that politicians get away with murder today? Whose fault is it? You want to know whose fault it is, friend? It's your fault and mine. Because we keep reelecting people like this. It's not someone else's fault. that this country will pass laws allowing you to abort a child after it's been born. It's not, it's your fault now. Now it's your fault because you keep re and I keep reelecting people. I'll never forget the debate here in Florida some 20 years ago. Mel Martinez was the man's name. He was a Republican running against a woman. And the woman was pro-abortion. And they asked the question, I'll never forget. The question was, do you think that a parent has the right to know if their child is going to get an abortion in school, in secret, provided by the school? Do you think the parents have the right to know? And the woman said, no, they don't. And that cost her the election. And that was some 16 years ago. You see, times have changed since then. The time used to be in this country where if you had an opinion like that, that would be the end of your opinion, or that would be the end of your public life. It was toast if you had an opinion like that. You see, it's up to you and I to keep godless heathen out of office. And just like Daniel included himself, friends, you and I are included in this as well. You and I, it's not someone else's fault. It's not the other people that have sinned. It's your fault and mine for electing or for standing by, for standing still while Rome burns instead of not doing something about it. And the judgment is not only coming to America, but it's coming to your home too, and to your son's home and your daughter's home, because you and I have stood still and we've let evil overcome this country and people here in this country. And we sing, God bless the USA, and the USA sticks their thumb in God's eye. And we call ourselves a righteous nation and a godly nation. And we wonder where we fit in Bible prophecy. Allow me to answer that question for you as we wrap up our program today. Without national repentance, this country will be destroyed. Simple as that. Even though your grandmother was Christian, without repentance, this nation will be destroyed. Even though your grandfather was Christian, without national repentance, this country will be destroyed. You see, Abraham Lincoln knew this, and he was cut to the heart. He was really upset over what had happened with the slavery and the strife and the division in the country, and he called for a national day of prayer on a Thursday and asked that every business shut down and all the churches open up their door and people would get on their knees and have a national day of humiliation and repentance before God for the sins of their people. And until that is done, friend, until that is done, the destruction is the same as it was coming to Jerusalem and the same as it was brought in by what God says to be my servant. The same thing will happen here in this country until we have a national day of humiliation and repentance.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.